Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, church. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We just heard a wonderful testimony right now given by Co-Pastor Marcia Santos on how God does miraculous things. How our God, as I've mentioned here recently, is still in the miracle business. He's still in the business of wowing us, of exceeding our expectations. He is the God of the impossible. I just received a word from the Lord yesterday and how the Lord reminded me that he is the God of the impossible. And I believe. And I believe. If it's impossible, well, that's a piece of cake for the God that I serve, my boss. His name is Jesus Christ. Amen. Our God. So blessed be his holy name. Thank you all for being here tonight. Thank you so much. And you joining us right now online. My name is Pastor Teddy Santos from Baltimore Christian Faith Center. And we're getting ready to dive into the Word of the Lord. Amen. We're having a little bit of a late start right now, so I don't want to delay any longer. I don't wish for this to go up until midnight. I know we have some of us have to work tomorrow morning. So let's go ahead and start with the word of prayer. Let's pray. Lord, we bless your holy name. Lord, we worship you. Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day. Thank you, Lord, for your presence in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for what you do for us openly, Lord, and also behind the scenes. How you keep us, Lord. How you save us. How you guard us. How you lead us, Lord. Thank you so very much. And I pray, Lord, that as we read your word tonight, as we study your word, I pray that the Holy Spirit would open up the minds and hearts of everyone, Lord, both right here, right now, and everyone, Lord, watching this right now, wherever they might be. Bless them, Lord, equally in the name of Jesus. And I pray that all honor and glory and praise be unto you, my Lord, and unto you alone. And it is in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. So, do we know what today is? That's right. Well, the answer that I was looking for is Wednesday. Today's Wednesday. But anyways, yes, the battle is already won Wednesday. That's right. Because the battle is already won. It's a done deal. As I've mentioned here previously, it's in the bag. It's already done. But as I'm going through some of my notes and as I'm going through my meditation and praying, one thing came to mind in all of this. I was sorting through some of my previous notes from Wednesday nights for this year, 2022. And one thing came to mind. And I'm just going to say it like this. Wednesday night meetings is about the battle is already won. But we are still not exempt to fight. We still fight. There's no reason why we should be throwing up our hands and, you know, just drinking lemonade and iced tea all day long and just think that the Lord will do it all for us and everything else. When I started this series, I spoke a lot about fear, conquering fear, for us to not be fearful. The Word of God says that the battle is not yours, O King, it is the Lord's. You don't need to do nothing. And a lot of times, yes, it is required for us to rest in the Lord. But nonetheless, we must do our part. None of us are exempt from battle, from being tried. We are not exempt from attacks from the enemy, per se, as we're going to talk about some of that this evening. Speaking of which, something else that I wanted to clarify, so to speak, and from time to time I speak about this, is How sometimes we give so much credit to the enemy when he doesn't deserve it. And I'm specifically referring to when people say, I am being attacked by the enemy. Now, maybe you might be thinking that I just finished saying two things right now, but I'm about to clarify even further. Sometimes the battle is us, not the enemy. What do I mean by that? Disobedience. Hard-headedness. A harder stone, as the Bible says, how the Lord is going to convert your harder stone into a heart of flesh. Sometimes you still carry that heart of stone. You know, one-track mind. And then sometimes there might be an outside influence that might cause havoc right now. It could be, I'm just going to randomly say certain things. It could be the music that you listen to carries a spiritual power, whether it's the spirit of light or the spirit of darkness. The things that you watch, that you allow yourself to watch, the people who you associate yourself with. You know, there is a battle, a warfare going on this very second, and I do not mean in Europe right now. I don't mean in certain parts of the world, wherever there's conflict going on right now. Not physical battle. There is spiritual battle going on around us that we must be aware of, we must be keen to, and we must react properly. And when we do, the battle is already won. Christ already paid the price. He already did it all. Now we have to just claim victory. But that is not, let's just say, a license, a free-for-all, a license to just do whatever. Amen? Let me remind us here this evening what I'm referring to as far as a type of battle that we fight. My opening verse here, and this is the verse that we're going to dissect per se here this evening. It comes from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Please turn with me to Ephesians 6, 12. And when you're there, you're welcome to say amen. Thank you. Apologies that I didn't prime you guys ahead of time with asking if you brought your Bibles and everything else. Thank you. Thank you, sister. Thank you so much, sister. That's most of us. Thank you. All right, I'm ready for that, please. Here we go. Ephesians 6:12 says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." If we continue on reading these verses, up until verse 17, it's going to give us a variety of instructions as far as what we should do. The armor that we should put on, how we should behave ourselves, the things that we face, the fight that we fight, this spiritual fight. And in these set of verses, it makes especially clear that we are involved in a war. Every single Christian. If someone is not following the Lord, if someone is not serving God, why? They're not a threat. They're not a threat to the spiritual realm. The enemy has no reason to go after you. So there's a constant war going on right now between good and evil. And thus, our weaponry must also be spiritual. And not only just spiritual, it's got to be polished. It's got to be fine-tuned. It's got to be up to date. Whatever you want to say, we must be ready. Now, I know that sometimes we come across ups and downs. We come across difficulties. Difficulties at home. Difficulties at work. Wherever it might be. I just want to remind us this evening that this warfare is not a matter of contending against, for example, philosophers that have no fear of God, or some sort of crafty priests, or people that deny Christ, or even infidel rulers. The battle is against demonic forces, against battalions of fallen angels, against evil spirits who flaunt tremendous power. And it wants us to think that they have power, that we must do this and respect that, and we keep our distance and remain. They are very crafty at this. When we are being, I'm just going to say this way, when we are being attacked by someone, let's say someone is attacking your character. Let's say someone is attacking your morals or your beliefs, you who love the Lord, who love God with all of your heart. Understand that there is a spirit behind all of this, behind that individual. A spirit of strife, a spirit of confusion, contention, jealousy, hatred, whatever the case might be. And the proper way to attack it is not with the fists, right? Or tossing a water bottle with him without the cap. Or anything else. It is a spiritual fight. We fight what's behind the force. What's behind all of this that is coming against you. Amen? So, while it is true that a true believer is not oppressed per se by demons, there are sometimes times that we are harassed by them. The Christian should not be obviously occupied, I just want to make this clear, with the subject of demonism. And tonight we're going to speak a lot about these principalities and powers and all these demonic forces, which is not something that I preach on a regular basis. But I do want to make us aware of the powers that we have and how we can conquer every single situation. And this is what we're going to break down this evening. In the armor of our God, he or she has all they need to hold their ground against any sort of assault that comes your way. You have it. Every single one of us, you have it as watching this right now online. Every single one of us. God has equipped every single one of us to fight. To fight the good war, the warfare. And the apostle speaks of these falling angels. He breaks it down. Principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this age, and as spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Perhaps right now, I've heard studies of this, and I steer towards this study, that they could potentially be referring to spirit rulers with different degrees of authority. And one way for us to understand this evening is that we have, for example, a president, then we have governors, then we have mayors, then we have aldermen, right? Councilmen, right? It's all within these ranks. right? The higher you go in the chain, the broader their influence might be. And this is where I believe the apostle right now is breaking down. And this, we all have power. Tonight, we're going to equip you. Make sure you know the power that you have in the Lord. Amen? Amen. Let's get right to it. The very first thing that I want to break down here in the verse that we just finished reading, in Ephesians 6:12, it says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. One thing that I found very interesting in reading this passage is that the Greek word for wrestle is pale. If you read it in an American way, it's going to say pale, P-A-L-E, but it's pronounced pale, which means wrestle. So that's a very good translation. But this is what I found interesting. It is only here in this verse, in the entire Bible, that uses this one word, pale, wrestle. Only here. And it refers to warfare in general between saints and spirit rebels who are against God. Which signifies a spiritual fight. A spiritual fight that we all have once we came over and joined God's team. The Bible says it is not against flesh and blood, but against powers. Now, I want to bring to your attention right now, 1 Corinthians 15:50. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Amen? Right now, the Word of God is saying that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. We fight a spiritual fight. Our God says that He seeks those who worship Him in spirit and in truth. That's right. So we worship our God in spirit, we bless His holy name in spirit, and we fight a spiritual fight. Amen? Natural men cannot inherit the kingdom of God. That's for sure. We must become spiritual. But I don't just want to simply leave things there. They can and will enter it. Now, they will inherit the earthly sphere of the universal kingdom of God. And this is a promise for every single one of us. Simply because we live in a world that is filled with corruption, a world that is filled with evil, with all types of nonsense, doesn't mean that we cannot walk victorious in God. And there is a very, very, very plain solution. There is a very, very direct, explanation from our Lord Jesus Himself that teaches us one way of becoming, to having a positive life, a victorious life, a life of victory. Before I get into the New Testament, I want to show you something right now in the Old Testament, starting in Psalms 37, verse 11. May I have that, please? Here's the formula. But the meek shall do what? Inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. It starts with meekness. I have been teaching right now every Wednesday about the battle. I've been teaching about fear, for not be fearful, knowing who we are. But tonight, I've primarily been talking about fight and war, equipping ourselves, fighting a good fight, being ready. What is the opposite of that? Peace. And now, the Bible says that if we are meek, we shall inherit the earth. We shall have favor. We shall be prosperous. God is going to be with us. And they shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Peaceful neighbors. A peaceful spouse. Peace in your job. Right? Whatever it is that's peaceful. But it starts out with us being meek. How about that? It speaks about self, doesn't it? Not someone who is constantly in strife. As Paul says, for us to not to be caught up in fits of rage. For us to control our anger. Control our mouth. Control our tongue. Something that's hard to bridle, you know. Listen to these words from our Lord. Matthew 5:5. Now on to the New Testament. It says, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Right now, the Bible is not contradicting itself right now. The Bible right now is proving itself true and true from the beginning to the very end. These are one of the very first things that we can do ourselves to improve, to have a victorious life. Start with meekness. Now, moving forward. In our opening verse, it mentions against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. In here is described four kind of spiritual rebels. The very first one is that's mentioned is principalities, which means chief rulers or beings of the highest rank and ordered in the enemy's in order in the enemy's kingdom. Did you know that we have power over those? Yes. Over the highest ranking official that the enemy has? Let me show you right now Colossians chapter 2. We're going to read verses 9 and 10. For in the Lord, for in Him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And you are complete in Him, who is the head of all principality and power. That's you. That is you and I. You are complete in the Lord. You lack nothing. Absolutely nothing. And because I know this, I do not have the, I'm going to say something off the wall here. I don't have the luxury to be fearful. I don't need to be fearful of this, that, and the other thing. In the Lord we are made complete. And in Him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And you and I, are complete in the Lord, capital H, who is the head of all principalities and all powers. This is why it's so important for us to know who we are in Christ. You're facing a tough situation. You have power over that through the Lord Jesus. Your family member is going through a tough situation. You have power to call it into existence, to proclaim the truth of God's word. The apostle right now is trying to impress on his readers, this very moment right now, the all efficiency of the Lord Jesus Christ. And of the perfect standing which they have in the Lord. When you stand with God, when you are serving God, you have this authority. You have this power. And it is a marvelous expression of the grace of God that the truth right now that we read in verse 10 should follow that of verse 9. And I don't think I have that in the list. Are you able to, real quick, Brother Cecil, put up for me verse 9? Oh, there it is. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. In the Lord Jesus Christ. In the Lord dwells all the fullness. And the believer is 100% complete in all of this. Now, moving on, we're going to talk about authorities. It says, those who derive from their power from and execute the will of the chief ruler. And as I'm doing all this study, sometimes I recollect certain messages that I've heard in the recent past. One of them is Kevin. You know, Kevin Zadai, and how, you know, he sees all the time these little demons, you know, running around trying to create havoc. He calls them ankle biters. Little ankle biters trying to harass, trying to bark up that bark, trying to get you afraid, trying to get a reaction out of you. You have power over those also. I want to show you Ephesians 1, 21, please. Far above all principalities and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only on this age, but also that which is to come. Far above, we have power over all of these things. We have power over the rulers of the darkness of this age, the spirit world rulers. This is also described in Colossians chapter 1. Let's go ahead and go to verse 16 through 18 right away. And the word of God says, for by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. Do you understand the magnitude of this verse? How God created all these things, and he is in full control and full charge of all, any sort of thing that surround us, that might harass us, whatever the case might be. And the apostle then goes on to state that the Lord's creation, including things that are visible and invisible, are under his feet, and we have the power. The word visible, of course, needs no explanation right now. But the apostle realizes that when he said invisible, he would arouse the curiosity of some. Therefore, he proceeds to give a breakdown of what he means by things that are invisible. They include thrones. They include dominions. They include principalities. And finally, they include power. We have power over all of this. And moving on, it mentions spiritual wickedness, that of the wicked spirit of the enemy in the heavenly places. You ever gone somewhere, say you're going down the highway somewhere, and all of a sudden you just kind of got in a different mood. It could be a bad mood. It could be a sad mood. Or maybe some old thoughts came back and it made you feel some sort of way. That speaks about the dominions, the principalities and powers that are in that area, that are in a particular neighborhood, in a block, or whatever the case might be. You have power over these things, in the name of Jesus. And I want to leave you this evening with one verse that's going to remind us that we are all one with God. That we rule with the Lord in every single situation, no matter how big and small. And that verse is found in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed you and me with every spiritual blessing in where? The heavenly places. Stop and think about this verse for just a moment. This is speaking to every single one of us right here on earth. He has blessed us with every spiritual blessing, and here's the key part, in the heavenly places. Where is the heavenly places? It's above us. It's what's above us. All these things that try to rear their ugly head, to cause us to be fearful, to have doubt, to have worry. All these things that roam our surroundings from all sides that are over us per se. The Lord God has made you fruitful. He has given you power. You are able to conquer. He has blessed you with every single blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So you are a winner. You are an overcomer. Every single one of us. And we must know this. We must know this. Suppose you enter into a battle, let's be practical here. Let's say you enter into a good fight, right? You go and you're getting ready to go on a shootout, right? And you have your, a holster, a buckle, right? Your belt. And you have, one pistol here, one pistol here. And so does the other guy, right? Let's be practical right now. But you don't know that you have these two weapons on your hip. You have no idea because let's just say you have a jacket over top of it. So you don't feel nothing. It's covered up. And you show up for this fight. More often times than not, you're going to lose that fight, aren't you? Most often times than not, you're probably going to be hurt. Even if it's two BB guns. And you're going to be just plucked out, per se. Blessed be the name of the Lord our God, who has blessed every single one of us with every spiritual blessing that is in the heavenly places. That is every single one of us here tonight. And you that's watching right now that love the Lord, you have been equipped to overcome, to fight the good fight of the Lord. Amen? Amen. Because the Lord has blessed you with that. And with this, we're going to conclude tonight. Let's close with a word of prayer. Lord, we love you. Lord, we praise you. Exalted be your holy name forever. Thank you, Lord, so much for your promises. Thank you, Lord, so much for your word. Thank you, Heavenly Father, so much that you have blessed us, Lord, with power, with authority. Authority, Lord, over every single thing that comes against the word of God through your sacrifice, Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Thank you so very much. And I pray, Lord, that we will all realize and come to the realization that we can overcome any battle, any situation, any problems. I pray, Lord, that the spirit of fear will be cast away right now in Jesus' name. The spirit of worry and the spirit of doubt. All these spirits, Lord, that are around us that try to deviate us, to make us, Lord, lose our blessing, to make us, Lord, lose our identity. I come against it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we are more than conquerors through you, and we will live a life of victory, a life of assurance, assurance in your word, and assurance, Lord, in you. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit that dwells inside of us, that guides us and leads us and gives us this power. The same Spirit that was inside our Lord Jesus Christ when he was here on earth. Lord, we thank you for your promises. Thank you, Lord, once again for your word. We love you, Lord. And it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. God bless you.